Now time for Tassie Time.
The work of a modern master. 200 for Ricky Ponting.
Mystic Journey over the top takes the lead. She is one for him to make up. Mystic Journey's won the All-Star by an excellent corner.
But he says, ta-da on Bowtie. Some Bowtie brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back, all right. He's making a mess of them. Bowtie, absolutely brilliant.
Bridgeau for 10.
Paul
and Steve
Old. Welcome to RSN Central once again. It's time for Tassie Time. Hello to you, Steve Old.
Gareth, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you, mate. I need to get your opinion, first of all, on the Tim Payne situation. We talk a lot about Tassie cricket here on Tassie Time, and there was a powerful statement by Tas Cricket there having a crack at Cricket Australia for their lack of support of Tim Payne over this situation. Your thoughts on all of this?
Yeah, look, there's a lot going on. Obviously, that was a massive announcement last week in, you know, not only sport, but in Tassie in general. So there's obviously a lot happening. It's a major news story and it's going to have massive ramifications, you know, partly for the Ashes. But, yeah, it was a very strong statement put out by Cricket Tas yesterday. And I saw on the news last night there was a lot of Cricket Tas current and past power brokers at Lindisfarne Oval chatting to Tim, and obviously discussions around what's happening with Cricket Australia and the position they've taken with Tim in that situation. And yeah, as per usual, I guess it's a very sensitive issue, but it is just interesting when something like this comes out. There's a lot of people like to come out and have a fair crack, either for or against. And it's just, I sort of sit back and see some of the comments from some people and think some people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone has the facts in front of them anyway who have been having opinion on this situation. And then when you've got different points of view regarding Cricket Tas and Cricket Australia, it just makes it really messy for everybody involved.
And the end result is two individuals are involved 100%. In this. I think we've lost control about there's two sides to every story, and there's two families heavily involved in this, and I think it's been taken into a completely different sphere and forgotten about that, you know, the person concerned are involved, we've got a family, and so is Tim and his family. And I think that's sort of got totally out of control a little bit in some reason. And I'd sometimes like to see that they, you know, there's a certain line that gets crossed. I know in media and stuff, everyone wants to hear some of those
Correct.
Stories, but I'd like to see some privacy for some people as well.
And the story will come out anyway, so everybody just can concentrate on some cricket now, I hope, anyway. And we can, hopefully Tim Payne gets picked to play for Australia. I think he did enough there in his comeback match playing for Tassie, second 11. I know he only made the one run with the bat that he kept pretty well. So I would imagine he'd be getting picked for the Australian team there. Even when we had a chat to Mark Waugh this morning, he was pretty adamant that they should be picking Mark Waugh for that first test. But just quickly, before Jack Riewoldt joins us, it's an interesting one with his great mate, George Bailey, who says that he will take himself out of the decision of whether Tim Payne, if it has to come to a vote, whether Tim Payne does get picked for that first Ashes test.
Yeah, obviously, look, Payne and George own business together in relation to Jim. So I guess that's the line that's crossed there where George says if he has to, he'll step away. I mean, let's be honest, though, George is a very likeable character, well-known by everyone. He's going to have a conflict with everyone in the cricket sphere. But again, I think the fact that they've got businesses together, George is a very honest, open guy. He's made the right statement and just said if he has to step aside, he will. And I know George will do the right thing there. But I'd be very surprised if Payne at least wasn't in the... I think he has to be in the first test squad. Obviously, they'll keep monitoring his performance like others, but I don't think they'd be swapping the squad now. I reckon Langer would have it firmly in his mind what his first test squad is, and he'd be going hard on keeping that squad together.
And we all know what a great person Jack Riewoldt is, and he's about to join us here on RSN Central, but he's doing a terrific... thing for a Tasmanian footballer by the name of Ryan Wiggins, who unfortunately suffered serious spinal injuries playing football for the Cygnet Football Club recently, and he's on his road to recovery. And Jack is helping raise money for the Wiggins family by riding across Tasmania. And Jack Riewoldt joins us now on Tassie Time on RSN Central. Good afternoon to you, Jack. Thanks for your time.
Hey, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks, mate. Have you been practicing your cycling?
No, I'm actually pretty keen into it. So
okay.
I'm not going in blind, but I know what I've got ahead of me. And it's going to be a tough day on the bike. But yeah, as you mentioned, obviously for an amazing cause, and for a young man that has done it tough for the last 6 months and really needs financial support. So there's no better way than trying to raise a few dollars. I set the goal at $100,000, and already we've had just a wealth of people inquiring about it, and we're always looking for corporate partners to come on board. I can promise the world my social media, and I'll be pumping them up left, right and centre. So QMS Media, which is a Melbourne company, will come on board as a first sponsor. So very exciting.
Well done, Jack, on what you're doing, mate. I'll take my hat off to you. He's gone through a massively tough period, Ryan. I hear it's obviously going to be harder into the future. How can we help, mate? How can we get out there and help? I know you're chasing sponsors and stuff, but a bit of a plug out there. How can we help? And who are the guys doing it with you? I think you've got a couple of mates with you as well.
Yeah, I've got a couple of mates that are going to do it with me. So a few of the old Devils boys that I trained with before I got drafted. So Lee Walker, Matt Gapin, and then a couple other guys that I've ridden with that when I come home. So I sort of roped them into to being a part of it. For anyone that wants to help, it's funny because I've sort of had a lot of people wanting to jump on the ride, but just logistically it's a little bit hard to get a big crew from Devonport down to Hobart. So we've kept it small, but looking to add a little final leg where we could get anyone that wants to jump on the last sort of 15Ks, we might meet somewhere in Moona and ride in together. But it really does come down to fun. So if you jump on my Instagram or the website, www.rideforryan.co, there's plenty of ways to donate, and all donations are tax deductible, which is something that I sort of set out and tried to get around, and I've been very lucky that I've been picked up by a parent charity that that are doing basically everything for free for me to make sure that all the money's raised goes straight into helping Ryan in his rehabilitation and providing him with funds to do whatever he needs to do to leave no stone unturned in terms of getting himself better.
Now, Ryan spent 5 months in hospital in Melbourne, Jackie. Now he's back in Tassie. Have you had a chat to him recently, and how's he going?
Yeah, I went and saw him the other day. First time I've ever met Ryan, actually, to be honest, just due to the fact that his mum, Annette, and him have been holed up in hospital in Melbourne. We've been in contact via FaceTime a fair bit. And I didn't know Ryan 6 months ago, and sort of only just fell into this. As something tragic happens in Tasmania, or anything really happens in Tasmania, you sort of keep a little close eye on it. And there's a lot of videos getting around, and we've got a few sort of connections through Ryan's sister, just sort of reached out to him. I thought, rather than send him a message, a video, I'd just give him a bell to see how he was going. And I think from the aspect, and it's hard, the mainlanders wouldn't understand this, is that when you're over in Melbourne, it can be a bit lonely, and I went through that a little bit early on when I was drafted. I was sort of 18 years of age, and him with a host family, and Jade Rawlings looked after me, another Tasmanian, and sort of felt like there was a responsibility to do that for Ryan and his mum. So my wife, Carly, and me really just sort of try to step up and help him out a little bit and just sort of make it feel a little bit like home. And that's the one thing that Tassie people do. They rally around their own. And I've already seen that in spades. I mean, we've only been up for nearly 2 or 3 days in terms of raising money. And we're nearly at $10,000. So we're 1/10 of the way there. And that's a short time to raise money. But I've had so many companies looking to jump on board, and I'm super excited.
Jack, I saw you put your hand up to support the Tassie AFL licence as well. Obviously, what are your thoughts on where that's heading in the 3 to 5 year time frame? What do you reckon the chances of us getting the team, and what's your involvement obviously down the track? Because obviously it'd be wonderful to get you involved in it if we could ever get a Tassie team for the future. What's happening there, mate?
So to be honest, anything to do with the Tassie team, like whoever's in charge when it rolls around, or whoever's in charge now, which, look, to be honest, is probably the Premier and Alistair Clarkson. If they ask me to do something, I'll do it. That's pretty much how I sort of see it. I'm indebted to Tasmania Football. I mean, I came through the program when it was really strong. Good state, Southern Football League, a strong Northern Football League, and then I had the Devils as well playing in the VFL. And I got looked after, I just want to basically put my hand up to repay the debt in any way possible. So, I sort of flagged that if Premier Gutman wants to catch up, I'm more than happy to catch up with him and just shoot the shit over a Cascade draft and pick brains in terms of how we're going to get it up and going. But you've only got to get down here to know what football means to Tasmanian people. And if you chat to any Tasmanians in the AFL, and there's a whole host of them at playing level, at administration level, and at coaching level, that they will absolutely jump at the opportunity to get back here and get this great state its own team and be a part of it.
Does it frustrate you sometimes, Jack, that you hear that they haven't quite got Tassie football from a local point of view right just yet? And it's not in the halcyon days when you were playing football in Tassie?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was in the halcyon days. I reckon 1980 was probably the halcyon days when they were having 25,000 rock up to grand finals at North Hobart Oval. But like anything, I think it's probably just the other things have cropped up for people to play. I mean, the Jack Jumpers are down here now playing in the NBL, and there'll be a real surge in basketball as well. So in terms of getting a team, now's the time to strike, really, because you need to plan 5 years out. You need to prepare all your junior levels to be ready to go so that when the 2025, 2026, 2027 draft rolls around, that first draft, that we've got a few kids that we've put a lot of time and money into and effort into that are going to come out and be players. So basketball's probably got the jump on us at the moment. And I'll be I'm an avid supporter of the Jack Jumpers already. Yes. But, we need to sort of get our act into gear. And hopefully when March rolls around and the vote happens, we have a positive signs and we can start the ball rolling.
And, Jack, we've got a couple of donations already sent through. So Shane Bennett from the Ultimate Pub will donate $1,000 to Jack's Right.
Very good.
There you go. And there's a couple more coming through as well. So what did you get up to? 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000. So got a couple of little... it's funny because I sort of started this over a couple of beers. I was just at home in lockdown. Started chatting to Carly about it. And I thought, I've always wanted to do something like this, like ride from one end of Tassie to the other. And this just cropped up. And I thought, here we go. I was probably half tanked when I thought about doing it. but I just grew legs. I've chatted to a few people and then...
Just stay with us. I just got a commitment at the Meadow. Gareth Hall, Steve Old with us, and our special guest is Jack Revolt, who's doing a wonderful deed in Tassie coming up. He's riding across Tassie to raise money for Ryan Wiggins, who was a local footballer in Tassie. He suffered serious spinal injuries recently. He spent 5 months in hospital in Melbourne. He's now quadriplegic, but... Jack's doing some wonderful things to raise some money for his family. And well done to Shane Bennett, as I pointed out. He's just donated $1,000 thanks to the Ultima Hotel in the Mallee for Jack's cause. And Jack, you were just explaining the inspiration behind you doing this, right?
Yeah, well, as I was saying, hopefully the people who got on that dishy there might donate.
Yeah.
It's a funny place, Tasmania, and I think just to traverse like north to south the whole way on a bike is there's something, I don't know, there's something that's really enticing about that for me. So, to sort of start it up, and to be honest, like, I'm sort of looking after everything myself. So, chatting on to just people on social media, chatting to the government, and all the logistics things, I sort of didn't realise how big it was going to be, but I've had a great amount of support, and... I'm really confident that we'll get to $100,000, and then I'm really confident that we'll get from Devonport to Hobart in one day.
Yeah, is there mountains there? Oldie, what's the terrain like?
It's a fair ride, mate. It's hard enough in a car.
I actually took the old man out. I'm up in Devonport at the moment. I've been up here for a couple of little things, and I took the old man out to Deloraine, which is on the way. We're not going down the highway, but we're going to go over the Central Plateau, we ran up the big climb there, and Richie Port, he holds the record up there, 33 minutes, and it was a decent climb with the old man lagging on the back there, but he got to the top, and we saw the top of Lake Highway, so they were just sort of scoping out a few of the little segments before I go and do it all as one.
Dare I ask, Jack, how long did it take you if it took Richie 33 minutes?
Well, I had to drag the old man in. I mentioned to him that night that I reckon I could have ridden up there backwards faster than he was going forward. But he took an hour and 30. I reckon I've probably got an hour in me up there. So No, it's there's probably one big climb, get up to the Great Lake, and then on the map it looks downhill. Now, I know it's not going to be downhill from there. There's a few little bits of climbing, but looking forward to hopefully getting a nice northerly wind and setting sail and then cruising back down the Lowell Highway.
Geez, Richie Porter, it makes you think how, like, those athletes there that do the Tour de France and those events there, Jack, how special they are. Like, it's an extraordinary effort what they put their body through.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. He's back here in quarantine, Richie, as well. So, no, hopefully he can support us in some way. But he's, I think he's day five in quarantine in Launceston. So, doing his time to come down here. And why wouldn't you?
I saw Tommy Lee. Oh, sorry, Aldi.
No, I was going to say, Jack, we also got to get you to a Jack Jumpers game, mate. I'm on the board of the Jack Jumpers. You're going to get to one of the Jack Jumpers games way down here?
December 3. Yeah, December 3.
Beautiful.
I feel a bit bad mentioning another radio show, but I've got a radio show Friday mornings on a different channel.
That's all right.
We'll be broadcasting live, actually, from there. So I'll be there courtside. I'll be taking Timmy Payne's seat. He's usually coming. I'll be sneaking in there. He's off doing other things.
We won't get involved with the Timmy Payne situation with you, Jack, but have you had a chat to him? Is he going okay? I know that you're great mates.
Okay. I think his day didn't get any good yesterday. I think he got out for one and copped.
His car.
Apparently, and then got his car ready for 6 while the bloke coming in after him. So, when the rains are poured.
I saw Tommy Lynch there at training, and there was a few of the other senior players there at Richmond. In fact, I saw Buddy back there at Sydney as well. Did you ever think about going back a touch early, Jack?
Not a chance. I had to do 2 weeks of quarantine to get into Hobart, or get into Tassie.
Yeah.
I'm not doing 2 weeks. Enjoy it. A week and a half to get any dead back over there, so... I've spent enough time in Melbourne this year. I need to get out of there. So it's amazing. You come down here, no masks, just very little restrictions, and it's good for the soul.
Yeah, we might not get you back, Jack, but, hey, we wish you the best of luck. 220Ks. I reckon you'll probably need the persuader, what, at the 50K mark?
Oh, it's 280.
280, yeah.
So I figure if I can get to Bridgewater, the Maccas at Bridgewater, if I'm struggling for energy there, I'll throw a few Happy Meals in and cruise on home from there.
And how do we donate once
again? Pubs on the way. Don't worry, Jack. We've got plenty of pubs on the way.
Plenty of pubs, yeah. If you want to donate, obviously jump on my social media, Instagram, and have a bit of a look for the link. But for people that don't have social media, it's www.rideforryan.co. And as I mentioned, all donations are tax deductible.
Sensational. Good luck, Jack. We thank you for your time, mate. We wish you the best of luck with that ride.
Good on you guys. Thanks.
He's a good man, Jack Revolt. Oldie, you'll be cheering him along. I would, no doubt, you'd probably sit up at a pub as they go past.
Yeah, one of my guys already reached out to Jack to say how we might be able to just help logistically with any help we can offer to him. Because, I mean, you just heard him. He basically said he's only met Ryan just the other day for the first time, done a lot. But he's a great Tasmanian, Jack. It's a great cause. You know, Ryan was apparently a very much loved player, but also a guy. So I think there's a lot of Tasmanians out there trying to do everything they can for Ryan and his mum to help out wherever they can. So I just encourage anyone. You don't get to 100 grand without, you know, big and small donations. So no matter how big or small the donation might be, let's try to help Jack and his mates do what they can to help Ryan, because I think he's going to need all the support. We need to give Ryan every opportunity we can and make sure the finances aren't the issue that stops him from hopefully... being the best and healthiest he can be into the future. So well done to Jack and his mates.
And the Jack Jumpers are going okay?
Going okay, mate, yes. We're playing again tonight in the Blitz. And, we're shaping up all right. Will Magnay played his first 10 or 12 minutes the other night and looked very good post-injury, mate. So, we're going all right. We're looking forward to next Friday night, like Jack said, 3rd of December against the Bullets at home. It's going to be a packed stadium. It's already just about sold out. It's going to be a massive night. I just can't wait.
I just wish it had started already. I'm over the Blitz. Let's get stuck into the competition.
I'm hearing you. Let's get into the real game. Pre-season doesn't work for me, but I think all the sides need a bit of pre-season. But we need to get to that first game when it's up for grabs and, really see the men come out and start to have a real crack.
I know that you can't bet on the NBL because you're a board member, but we're all jumped on here at RSN Central. We've jumped on the Jack Jumpers to make the playoffs in their first ever season.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, let's be honest. If we can get, probably 50-50, we can come out even at the card at the end of the year, that's not going to be a bad performance, to be honest. It is a massively tough league. And, you've got Bryce Cotton back in Perth. You've got Matty Dellavedova at the United. You've got some unbelievable Australians and imports back in the NBL. It is going to be a tough league for us first up. But the one thing I know is our boys will go out and have a crack every game. And that's all we can ask them for.
Yeah, so. And you can talk about those marquee players around the competition, but there's one player that I can't wait to watch is Josh Adams after what I saw him do there in that pre-season Blitz match. And display that athleticism and to dunk the ball like he did against the Bullets, I think he'll be a must-watch for any NBL fan.
Mate, he's got a bit of go in him, Josh, too. So yeah. They tell me once it starts to get a little bit on, he really fires up. But he's an amazing athlete. Mate, all our three imports look all right, and so do some of our locals. So, but yeah, I think Josh Adam, I think the 14 Guernsey is going to be a very popular one for people to buy.
A bit of I say our Stuart about him then, is he? A bit of white line fever.
He goes all right, apparently. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that first game when we're up for real points. Yeah. And I'm also looking forward to how our coach, Scotty Roth, goes. I mean, I think he's been pretty placid through the process, but I think Scotty's got a bit in him too, and I think he's really keen to show some people that he knows how to coach, and I know he does know how to coach, so look out for him to step up to on the third.
And we've got to get him on that horse too when he wins that championship on Launceston Cup Day, which he promised that he would do.
We're starting to look for a breed that we can actually get him on, so it's pretty hard, but we're working on it.
Surely RSN Central then gets to go down to the Jack Jumpers there for Tassie time, surely we get a gig.
Just waiting for you to be able to come down, mate. Right. We can do the show and you can sit. We'll get you sidelines. Everyone will know. It's celebrity row for you.
Yeah, all right. Good on you. No one will know who we are, but they know who you are these days, Aldi. Don't worry about that. Thanks for that, mate. Appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Good to see, mate.
Peter Staples, plenty to talk about in Tassie Racing and all three codes, but there was some terrific trials there at Devonport yesterday. And you found a three-year-old for us, Pete. Hello to you.
G'day, Gareth. Yeah, and don't worry about it, mate. Everyone knows who you are when you come to Tassie. No doubt in that, brother. The trials were terrific yesterday, and we all know how good Turk Warrior's been. He's, fantastic. Unbeaten from six starts last season. Tassie, two-year-old of the year. Everyone's been hanging out to see him to come into the three-year-old cup. But I tell you what, we saw a two-year-old Alpine Wolf emerge late last season. He won his only two starts, the first under Mark Canton, and then slipped to Barry Campbell when he came back in, and he won first. It was his Barry's first winner back. Well, he gave him a little break, and he's setting for a first-up tilt at the three-year-old cup next week, the $100,000 three-year-old race over 1,200. And I can tell you, his trial yesterday, he won by 4.5 lengths, and Canton and never moved on him. He just went up to join the leader and then went bang. So he got him, rode him from behind yesterday. This horse is just push button, and he's by Alpine Eagle. And like they all the others gave the impression that they're going to be late maturers and so forth, and they'll get a mile and further. This guy's got the lot, I think. I think he's the real deal. I think he's going to test Turk Warrior next Wednesday night. I can hardly wait for it. And it's Newmarket night as well. We had a lot of Newmarket horses trialled yesterday as well. Ben Stevenson trialled I'm Wesley. Of course, he's won three Newmarkets. Then he had a little foot injury and he had to nurse him through. He hasn't raced close on 2 years, but he's been trialling him and he ran yesterday. And he ran a pretty quick time over 1,009 and ran his last 634.80. So he's ready to go. And War Correspondent, last year's three-year-old of the year, Wesley Stablemate, he won the three-year-old cup last year. And, he's just come back bigger and better than ever.
Yeah.
And he won his trial yesterday. And I really think that he's... I reckon he could just about start favourite in the Newmarket, even though the inevitable's in there and others. But it wouldn't surprise me if the money comes for him, because he's just it's just a perfect race for him.
They reckon the inevitable could be back as well there, Pete. So it will be one of the better Newmarkets that we've seen there in Tassie. Just quickly, a harness racing. Unfortunately, a patron's being attended to by the ambulance officers there at Melton, so that's the reason for the delay. So bring on the Newmarket next week, Pete. But I just want to touch on a couple of those feature races at Launceston there on Saturday night in the trots. Now, well done to Ian Abraham. He's always been able to find a really good horse, and he's at 66 years of age, and this might be his last horse that he keeps in work, and it's Baruga Rock. She's a filly by Pet Rock, and she took out the feature fillies race worth $50,000 there on Sunday night, and Natalie Emery drove. She's very good, I think, Pete.
Oh, she's very good. And look, he's a very good horseman.
Yeah.
And when he's got one that goes well, he knows how to get the best out of it. And I think that's the secret with him. And it's great to see him at his age, still getting ones and going on with it. And I'm sure she's got a big future.
And what about Longfellow? Geez, he was a fine for Emma Stewart's team during the Derby series for mine. But he won the three-year-old Colts and Geldings final pretty easily.
The Globe Derby, yeah. Well, you say pretty easily. At the top of the straight, you were starting to think, hang on, is this outsider going to give him something to worry about? But when he knuckled down, he just forged clear. On the line, he was just going away. So I just get the impression that he'll be pretty well-suited over longer trips as well.
What about tomorrow there in the Devonport Chase? That's a terrific field. And there's a couple of Victorians that are set to play a major part.
Yeah, well, there's Fernando Boyd. He's, he was lucky to get into the final, second in his seat. But look, Aston Lee, he's a speedster, and he led and beat Fernando Boyd. But look, there's the other one of Nicole Howard's, just happens to draw Superior Wallace.
Yeah.
He's drawn sensationally in good races, and every time he's got one, he's won. And he's drawn one in the final. And I think, you know, if he gets there quickly, he's got really good mustering speed. I think if he holds the rail, they won't beat him.
And who do we back tonight before the meadow starts there, Pete? Have you got one for us?
Yeah, mate. Look, I like two horses. I think Adam Trinder's going to have a ripper night. And his two best, I think, are in race six, number six, Wardell. They've already crunched it from $3.40 into $2.80. It's won its last two. Very impressive with McCool on last time out. Just tagged him into the home straight and then took him wide and then went bang. Yep. Very impressive the way that he run. You can do it again. And the last race, the stablemate, the Risk Factor. The Risk Factor, he won 3 over 2100 metres last season. And he's just got the 21 last start and he just destroyed them. I think he'll do the same again tonight. And there's only one danger, if any, and that's number four in Costa Fiorente. But race six, number six, Wardell, and race nine, number two, the Risk Factor, both from the Adam Trinder stable.
Geez, he's got a strong hand then, Adam Trinder. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes tonight. Good on you, Pete. Can't wait to catch up with you next week before the new market.
Thanks, Gareth.